Welcome back to the Alan Nathan Show. Alan is on assignment, but you can probably hear him tomorrow. You know, he gets all these assignments that he has to do on a moment's notice, and luckily, I love filling in for him. If you'd like to hear his archives of shows that he has done, or the Silken Antrim Show, which is on every Saturday, definitely go to the website of Main Street Radio Network, and that's www.mainstreetradionetwork.com. I have been jazzed that I was able to connect with this next gentleman, the mayor of Hicks. No, his name is Mayor Martin Modi is his middle name. His nickname, Martin Modi Hicks, mayor of Grants, New Mexico. He served in the Marines and on the Grants City Council, and he's the mayor of Grants, New Mexico. And I'm telling you, when I talked to him this morning, he said he's got people already offering him money to run for higher office. Welcome, Mayor Hicks, to the Alan Nathan Show.
Thank you, Karen, for having me on this morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is a pleasure and an honor to talk to you. So, to catch everybody up, someone actually sent me this because it just happened, that CBS News everywhere is covering your story. Mayor and dozens of others defy New Mexico's governor and her lockdown order. Now, the governor of New Mexico, as far as I can see here, is Michelle Lujan Grisham. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. And there is an emergency order extended to April 30th. And what made you stand up and say, no more of this, we're not having it?
Well, the first thing was, and this all ties together, she passed an Energy Transition Act. It's called the ETA here in New Mexico, which is basically the Green New Deal for New Mexico. So from January to March, when this thing hit, I lost 300 jobs in my community of 8,500 people.
Wow.
That was the first thing. Then COVID hit in March, and she shut us down. I'll bet you my unemployment rate here is probably 35, 40% now.
But she doesn't seem to care. I mean, am I right?
I mean, let's make that perfectly clear. This lady does not care. She's part of that democratic machine that's trying to turn us into a socialist country. Let's make no doubt about what's happening here, okay? And what really blows my mind about it is how little she cares. When she shut us down, she shut down our gun stores first, okay? Mom-and-pop shops that might have one or two customers a day.
Gun stores? She shut down gun stores? That's unconstitutional.
Yes, it is. She shut down our liquor stores, okay? And, I mean, here, another one. Mom-and-pop stores, no more than two or three guys in and out at a time, you know? If Walmart can be open, everybody else can be open. If Walmart can follow the CDC guidelines, so can everybody else.
Right.
But here's the one thing that really just drives me, okay? This is what our leaders are telling us, okay? You're going to die if you go to church. You're going to die if you go to work at City Hall. You're going to die if you go to work at that construction company. But it's okay. You'll be okay if you work at Walmart.
It's insane, isn't it?
It's stupid.
And, you know,
it's not insane.
Let's make it clear to our listeners, and this I just love. You're a Democrat, aren't you?
Yes, I am. They're not. They're progressive socialists. That's the big difference here.
Yeah.
And any Democrat out there that's hearing this, you got to quit putting this liberal socialist into office. They're killing our party and our country. They've already killed our party, but they're killing the country now. It's time to stop this.
Tell me something, Mayor. First off, I can't applaud you enough for having the guts and the courage to stick your neck out. It's always, as I said at the outset of the show, always requires the most courageous of us all to stand up and start a movement when other people are scared, hiding in their homes, saying, oh, if I defy the government, they're telling me I will die. And meanwhile, everything they've been telling us is fear-mongering and does not comport with reality. What do you say?
It's fear-mongering.
Yes.
Life.
Yes, it is. It is. I believe it is. And we're the kind of people, you know, decide for yourself. But since you get it, what would you say to not only your fellow Democrats, but some establishment Republicans who simply are too afraid to engage in some righteous civil disobedience to save our country, save our jobs, and save, more importantly, our liberty? What would you say
to
that?
I would say it's time to get off the fence. You're either going to help us save this nation, or you're going to be part of the death of this nation. Which one do you want to be on? Okay? I want to be on the side of the Constitution. I want to be on the side of civil liberties. I mean, it's just amazing how quickly they're trying to take all of this away from us.
And does it shock you, Mayor?
You know, it's really amazing what I call
Yeah,
it,
how
I
many
call
people?
These,
we're talking at the same time. Sorry. Go ahead.
I call them sheeple. I call them sheeple because they're sheep. They'll just follow these people right off the cliff into the abyss.
Why do you think
no
that
rhyme
is?
Or reason. Because
why is that?
They don't have minds of their own.
Yeah.
They don't have a heart to stand up against tyranny. I believe in the Constitution of this country. When I joined the Marine Corps in 1979, I basically volunteered to die for that document in this nation. And now she's threatening me with 5,000 fines and stuff when she's breaking the Fourth Amendment, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the 14th Amendment. All of them are being broke by this governor and most Democratic governors across the United States of America. Attorney General Bill Barr is saying that we don't have to do this no more. And so we're not going to do this no more. I'm going to go ahead and sue her. I'm going to talk to my lawyers this afternoon, and we're probably going to file suit just as fast as we can. Because she has no constitutional right to do this to us. And it's crazy because now everybody's going to sue everybody, you know, and it's just the only ones going to make any money are lawyers.
Well, yeah, and let me say this real quickly, because can I hold you over? Because you are a wonderful guest. Can you stay over a break? What I wanted to tell you is one of the lawyers who's suing in California is one of the star lawyers of the country. I almost got him on the program, and then you probably wouldn't be staying over the next segment. His name is Mark Garagos, and he's suing on behalf of small businesses in Los Angeles. What we have to do is put together a grassroots movement. There's May Day USA.org that originated in Colorado, and everybody's borrowing these ideas. They're all for everyone's use in order to engage in the kind of civil disobedience that Mahatma Gandhi did to save his country. And here we're listening to someone who took it upon himself to stand up, and he's the mayor of a small town. Small businesses all over this country, we hope, we'll do the same thing, although everybody gets to make that determination for themselves, unlike the government, the heavy-handed government, that is going to make broad-brush rules for everyone, no matter how painful and abusive it is. We're going to come back with more from Mayor Martin Modi Hicks from Grants, New Mexico. What a courageous guy. We all are courageous. And we're going to stand up for this country. We'll have a whole lot more with the mayor when we come back here on the Alan Nathan Show on the Main Street Radio Network. There's more. Stay tuned.